Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk Jets Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk Jets Radio. We had some technical difficulties, so I have no idea what this sounds like. Hopefully it sounds okay. At Talk Jets Radio, Instagram and Twitter. Let's Talk Jets Radio on YouTube. Big news. Mr. Tyrone, how are you?
Yo! What up, Tyson, baby? How you doing there, big fella? Prime time. I love you, bro. Yo,
so does this sound all right?
Fan, man.
Does this sound all right or no? I can't do it.
Yeah, you sound good, man.
You sound okay.
All right, cool.
What's up, Prime Time? I love you, bro.
Don't be dancing on my grave tonight, man.
Nah, man. You know what, Prime Time, man? I'm gonna be really honest with you guys. At the end of the day, man, it was for the best. I mean, I would say I'm nothing but the best. I mean, the kid has been nothing but a stand-up guy. You know what I'm saying? You got to respect him for that. And you hope his career is successful. And anyone that has a problem, like, you know, a lot of people have been saying, well, what if he go there and be a star? He's not a Jet no more. So it doesn't matter if he's a star or not. He's not going to be one for us.
Oh,
and, you know,
cool.
I hope Joe Douglas knows what he's doing.
Okay. Let's start with this. What is your thoughts on the compensation they got for Sam Darnold?
I mean, I think it was a good deal. I mean, like, listen. You know, at the end of the day, the market had dried up. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We've been talking about this for weeks that Joe Douglas might have made a tactical error in waiting too long to try to move Sam. And I'll be honest with you, after just listening to him speak and the way things worked out, I think they wasn't convinced on moving Sam. I think that the pro day and the Zoom interviews, I think actually did it for him. I think that they were really, really, really debating on keeping Sam. And I think that, you know, once they made a decision to move on, and to move forward, you know what I'm saying? The compensation they got, a sixth-round pick, a second-round pick, and a fourth-round pick for a player who's 32nd in the league in quarterback efficiency? I mean, bro, I mean, that's a good deal. I'm sorry. What do you think, Prime Time?
The compensation, considering that, yes, you were going to move on from him, you know, if it's a given that you're taking a quarterback at two, okay, fine. You know, you're kind of limited at this point, you know, with free agency almost over with. You know, with all the prominent names pretty much gone. So, yeah, I mean, you had a limited number of teams to deal with, probably just the Panthers and the Broncos. I don't know who else would have been involved. But, yeah, I mean, you got three picks and you got a second-round pick included in there. So that's probably more than most people expected at this point. So I'm not going to complain about the compensation. But the move itself, ultimately, I'll convince myself to like it. But at my heart, I can't agree with the decision. I think that, like Cimini said, for the first time ever, I think I agree with Rich Cimini. I think the Jets missed a lottery ticket here, a golden opportunity to really rebuild the franchise a different kind of way, but they're going to put their faith in a rookie quarterback, so I'm going to try to hop on board with this. I hope to God they get it right, but at my heart, dude, I don't feel like they will.
Yeah, I hope that's not. No, I mean, I think that the compensation makes sense, and it's just like I've always said, I'm being consistent where I think a change of scenery is best for Sam, it's best for the Jets. And Joe Douglas, when they pressed him on certain questions, started saying, you know what, getting the reset financially, the rookie quarterback, all these different things. You know, then he kind of said, you know, having Sam and, say, Zach Wilson at the same time would be chaotic and would be a pain in the ass. Like, to me, it just makes sense. Like, he's getting his guy now. Now, the only thing, you know, is interesting is, like, these rumblings now that, you know, Saleh wanted Darnold, but Joe Douglas wanted the quarterback, you know, the rookie. And to be honest with you, I think there's some people just trying to stir up some shit, because I'm sure in the interview process, when Saleh came in for the interview, they discussed quarterbacks and the plan and everything else. Like, they're not getting blindsided by anything. Like, they didn't say, you know what, we want Darnold, and all of a sudden a pro day happened. Like, oh, yeah, you know what, we're changing our mind now. Like, I think this was their blueprint all along. And, like, I'm not buying any of this Michael Kay bullshit.
Well, I'll say this. I think that in the situation, I think that if you really break it down, it kind of makes sense to move forward. And I understand where Primetime is coming from as well, because at one point I wanted to keep Sam and move back. I mean, I wanted those three first-round picks next year and to really build this team and really be able to make some major moves. I mean, so I understand that. And anybody who with common sense will understand that. I think that if we had anything other than the second pick of the draft, I think we would have kept Sam. I think that they
yeah, now, and now that think, point doesn't make any sense to me. I'm
that,
not gonna,
yeah,
like,
that, that part bothers me. Yeah, that part bothers
that,
me.
That doesn't make any fucking sense to me at all. Like, when he said that today, I'm like, I think what Joe Douglas was trying to do was be very respectful to Sam and trying to say he's a very good kid, he's very valuable, he's all this stuff, to try to make it like a smooth transition and safe for everybody else. But for him to say, if we had a lower pick, we keep Sam, you look like a jackass saying that, because then it's like, wait a minute. Then what Primetime was saying all along is what he should have did. Like, if you think – so if you have the fourth pick, you keep Sam, but the second pick, you don't? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Either you want him or you don't.
Well,
like, that
well,
comment there
well, that
was annoying
is also
as shit.
Him, that is also him saying that this quarterback that he's about to take at pick two should be a top 10 talent.
Yeah.
It's a significant upgrade.
Well,
upgrade to turn down the offer that they got to move down and take whatever player that they would have had around Sam.
And Primetime, I mean, I agree with you on that as well. I think that they view Zach Wilson as a better quarterback than Sam, you know, and that's to be determined. I mean, I think that they still got two first-round picks this year, two first-round picks next year, two second-round picks next year, a third round with two fourths. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of picks. So you still have capital to build. I think it's still early in free agency. I think it's still early in the draft. You're in great position to be able to build around this kid. And I think that you restart the clock as well. I we're not paying anybody, but I still think the fact of the matter is you will have to make a decision to pay Sam, you know, this year, you know, on his fifth-year option. So, therefore, you know what I'm saying, you're restarting the clock, so you're resetting everything. Now, it's determined, is Wilson going to be that guy? Is he going to be the kind of quarterback that comes in and learns? I mean, I think that having a more friendlier offense that's quarterback-friendly, which I think would have helped Sam as well, you know, put more pieces around him. But I think the most important thing that everyone that on this show is going to agree with is the offensive fucking line. I mean, you cannot put Wilson in the same situation you put Sam in and want this kid to flourish. It's not going to work. We already have the recipe of what not to do with a rookie quarterback. Now, I finally got around to watching the Phil Sims breakdown of the quarterbacks. I actually went back to a couple of them. And, Chris Sims. And, really, really, really telling stuff. You know what I'm saying? It was really, you know, really, I mean, like, it was really good. And you know, listen, I mean, I'm like this, man. Like, I want the Jets to win. I want the Jets to be successful. You know, I don't want to hear about this three-year rebuild because I'm tired of rebuilding. But if they feel that Zach Wilson is the quarterback that can come in and really run the system the way they want it to, then that's what it is. I mean, and I don't believe anything that comes out as a leak because Joe Douglas is tight as a ship, bro. Ain't shit getting
well,
leaked
I mean,
on his watch,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, well, wait. Well, there's a lot here, man. And the first thing is Joe Douglas showed his hand today. I mean, they asked him a question about Steve Young and BYU and having the ties to Zach Wilson. And he kind of basically showed his hand today that Zach Wilson is his guy. I mean, I think it's a pretty much a foregone conclusion. But I'm just saying, like, the Jets, I give the Jets credit for this. They found their guy. They made a commitment to it, and they have a conviction. Like, this is it. This is our guy. We're going to go this way. We're going to trade Darnold. We're resetting everything, and this is what they're doubling down on. And like you said, now it's a matter of building around them. And, you know, you're saying – and you got to have some kind of faith for saying, listen, we know what offense we're installing. We think it's a good fit for it, and this is the guy we have. And what's interesting is, like, I try to find, like, objective guys. And, like, a Gil Brandt, who I respect a lot, because the guy is, like, he is an NFL historian. He's just very insightful with analysis. And he was like, listen, man, it's close between Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson. And he said it. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, that's impressive because that guy, he's not usually swayed too often. He usually gives, like, fair takes. He's not usually, you know, he doesn't really ride any waves. So I was impressed by that. But listen, time will tell. Like I'm not on the bay. Like, I'm not going here and saying Zach Wilson is going to be a slam dunk. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, listen, they're taking a chance. It's a lottery ticket. You hope it works out, and that's it. You know, there's no guarantees, but you put them in the best situation possible to succeed. And we talked about this last night on the our live stream. Like, listen, man, this draft for me, I am fucking offensive line, playmakers, find everything possible to put this kid in best position. Like, I'd rather lose 38-35 every week and have this offense rolling than seeing any more struggles, man.
Well, I'm going to say this right here. I put that on Twitter earlier today. I retweeted what the Godfather has said, and I'm going to tell you something, man. The Godfather knows football. This man can tell you stories from his days in the Cowboys and every football team. He knows players that he met in college, you know what I'm saying, that are in their 50s and 60s now. He is truly a historian. He's truly a blessing to this game, and he's a Hall of Famer. And anybody who makes a statement like that, I trust what he says. There's nobody in sports, in football right now, that knows more than the Godfather. I'm sorry. It's hands down. He is truly on it in every aspect. He really understands players and the kind of players that he needs. And what he said about, you know, Wilson really brought some light to the, you know what I'm saying? This kid could be this good. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We don't know what it's going to be. Like Tyson said, it's a crapshoot. But what if this kid is that good? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's,
what if he's efficient?
You know what? But Tyrone, and that's the one thing, like, I'm to the point now, like, going in before this trade, I was burnt out because I was so tired of all these takes and all this shit. And, you know, I'm a longtime Jet fan. You're a longtime Jet fan. And I understand the same old Jets mentality. I get it. I've lived through it. I've been a season ticket holder. I get it. But right now, I'm like, dude, I'm literally excited. Like, what bothers me is that the notion, well, what if Zach Wilson is the bust? And what if they fuck this up? And what if they fuck – what if the opposite? What if just for once as Jet fans, we're like, hey, you know what? We have a young head coach on the rise. We have a whole new offense. We have a new quarterback. We have all these new things. How about we just embrace excitement for a little bit? Like, why is it always fucking doom and gloom? It's like, well, what if Zach is just fair and Sam does good? Listen, as of today, I don't give a fuck what Sam Darnold does in Carolina. I honestly don't give a shit.
Exactly.
You know why? He's not a Jet anymore. So my priority right now is Zach Wilson or where the fuck they draft and just being excited. Like, right now, Tyrone, I'm just going to be a fan, dude. Like, I'm excited about the coach. I'm excited. It's a new era of football, dude. Whether it's going to be good or bad, I don't give a shit, but I'm excited, man. And I'm looking forward to just a whole new blood, a new mindset, a new face to the franchise. We're resetting, and there's no guarantees either way, but I'm tired of the same old, well, what if they fuck this up? What if they fuck that up? It's like, dude, give it a rest. We just went through 2 years of shitty fucking football. Stop already. Just like, you know what, listen, everybody wanted a new general manager. Everybody has faith in Joe Douglas. Everybody loves Joe Douglas, right? If he's picking his quarterback, if you love him for anything else, you love him for this pick, you embrace it, you support it, and we all move on, and we have some excitement and enjoy some football for a while. We've been fucking miserable for years, dude. Like, give this shit a fucking break already.
That's why, Tyson, man, I love you, bro. Because, you know, I get so sick of you know, and don't get me wrong. I understand we've been in a shitty situation for a long time. But, yo, it got to be a glimmer of hope some fucking way. Damn, bro, is every day fucking rainy? Like, listen, I understand people are mad about Sam. I understand people are mad about the direction that we're going. I mean, but how can you be pissed off as a Jet fan realizing that, yo, we're really actually making smart moves? Like, the things everyone's been asking for, we're fucking doing. You know what I'm saying? You're restarting the clock with a young quarterback. You're getting better players around him. You are in a great draft position. You have a guy who somewhat seems capable of doing the right shit in the draft. Let's see what happens. Like, how the fuck are we making a whole judgment of we're doom and gloom and the draft ain't fucking here yet? We don't know what we're gonna get in the draft. We don't know what we're gonna get after the draft. Who we're gonna sign free agency or it's just stupid as fuck. It's just miserable. We're used to losing, bro. It's a losing. Like, you know what's crazy?
That's why it's not stupid, though. That's why it's not stupid. At some point, you develop an attitude of, all right, show me some results before I blindly just buy into all this hype when I'm not seeing any results. At some point, you got to show me.
But what I don't understand, see, that, like, what hype am I buying into? Like, I'm a fan. I enjoy watching football. I enjoy watching my team. They have a new coach, a new offense. They're resetting everything. Everything that we've complained about for the last 3 years in terms of power structure, hierarchy, get your guys. They've done all these things. And now you're going to have a new quarterback. For me, it's like I'm so tired of, well, what if Zach Wilson fucking sucks? What if this guy sucks? What, like, dude, I'm excited, man. Like, I'm going to be a positive fan and just embrace football and embrace some happiness because I'm tired of this shit, man. Like, everything – it's always worst-case scenario. Always worst-case scenario, Jets. Always. Why?
Every single decision wrong over a 10-year period – fans are going to develop that attitude. I totally understand. I have it to a certain degree.
Hold on, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Once training camp gets here and the season starts and we've got Salah, our new coach, new quarterback, dude, everybody's going to buy in at that point. But right now, for some fans to be questioning this, dude, I totally understand it. This is a major decision that we're making here. And to automatically assume, yep, we're going to get it right when we haven't, when Douglas hasn't. Nobody has shown anything in this organization.
Dude, you're telling me right now you're not happy? I'm saying right now,
throughout the organization, owner, GM, head coach, offensive coordinator, quarterback, all unproven. We need a lot of those to actually work out to a pretty significant degree. I think a lot of them can. I'm willing to give them a chance to, but to not be sitting here questioning, like, all right, are they making the right decision here?
No, but see, that's bullshit, and I'm going to prove to you why. Because you wanted that same situation for Sam to fucking be in. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it was okay for Sam to do that, but it's not okay to move forward. Prime time, be honest. There's no way you can't say that, bro. We're in a better position than we have been. There's no way you can't say that, bro.
No, of course
not. I mean, no matter what we do, we're going to be in a better position.
We're upgrading from Adam Gase with a coach that's well-respected around the league. He's a player's coach. He's a fiery guy. He's going to bring a lot to the defense. He hired a guy that's a respected offensive mind. Of course, we should be upgrading. We have plenty of money. We spent it. We have plenty of draft picks. We're going to be adding more players. We should be upgrading. We should be getting better.
The one thing
I want
people don't understand, and I'll say this. The one thing people don't understand, and I'll say this. The first game of the season, prime time. Tyson will be in the parking lot L7. You can find him there. You're going to support whoever it is. What I'm saying to you is this, though, man. Like, you have to – I mean, trust me, bro. I've been doom and gloom for a long time. But for the first time in a long time, I'm optimistic. I'm not getting excited. I'm just saying that I see some change coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? If you change point degree of a turn, you change your direction. So it got to be – you know what I'm saying? It's not going to happen overnight. But, damn, we have to admit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This looks better than what it has been. We're getting better shit than we've been getting. You know what I'm saying?
The part that I agree with is that, yes, we're getting a fresh mind, and it's an opportunity to do it right from the beginning with the right people around him and actually getting talent around him with all these draft picks you have and the money that you still have. Like, from that point of view, I totally get it. Still have to take the right guy. Now we're pushing all of our chips in on pick two, assuming it's going to be Zach Wilson. Now we have to hope that he actually is the guy. He's better than Fields. He's better than what you could have gotten a trade for, you know, if Russell Wilson becomes available, if Aaron Rodgers becomes available, or Deshaun Watson, whoever else. Like, you're saying he is that guy now, and that needs to work out.
Because
this is how Joe Douglas is going to be judged.
But even if he's not, I mean, we thought Sam was going to be that guy, and he wasn't. You understand what I'm saying? So it doesn't, you know, at the end of the day, like, listen.
And if he's not, we're in the same position 5 years from now that we're in now.
But what if we have a better team around? Say that, okay, we got a solid offensive line, we got playmakers around, we got a good running back, we got solid defensive ends, solid linebackers, and solid cornerbacks, and solid safeties. And the only thing that, you know what I'm saying, he pretty fucked up on was the quarterback. Would you be content with that? That's better than what we have now.
No.
You feel me?
Haven't we been saying all along it's all about the quarterback?
Bro, then you'll never be happy then, bro. There's nothing I can say to you that's gonna make you happy, bro. Like, it's like, bro, listen, you have to give a little to get a little, bro. It's some kind of way you gotta be content with any direction we're going. Like, you have to say, okay, I understand. Listen, bro, you're telling me that we've had 10 years of fucked up picks, 10 years of dysfunction, if not longer, primetime. To me, we haven't been good since Tannenbaum. I'm just being real with you. That's my favorite GM from back in the day. You know what I'm saying? We haven't had a good coach since Rex and Parcells. This is how long it's been, prime time. So we have 15, 20 years of fuck. Listen, prime time. They had a breakdown of our first-round draft choices. Do you know none of them, the last seven, ain't on the fucking team prior to what we have now?
Dude, I'm
They're not here anymore. That's bro. What kind of organization can succeed and have seven of their first round picks in somebody else's fucking locker room?
My overall point is this on Joe Douglas, though. I think a lot of people are buying in on him because of the hype. Right, based on what we've seen in almost 2 years now since he's been GM, and I understand he inherited a shitty situation. You know, he wasn't able to spend the money that was available in his first offseason. I totally get it. But I think a lot of people are just buying in right now because he's considered a well-respected football mind. But based on what he's done
in 2 years. Well,
I totally understand. Yes, it's part of a long-term plan. He wants to build through the draft.
Yeah, but I'm not
stockpiling
even saying
draft
that.
Picks. I get it. So what are you going to say then?
But I'm not even saying that. I'm like, at what point can we just be fans and be excited? Like, why does everything got to be over-analysis and scrutiny? Like, dude, like, it's a new era of football. Like, everything is brand new in the organization. New coach, new quarterback, new offense, new system.
And we said it was a new era with Sam Darnold, and we said it was a new era with Geno Smith and Mark Sanchez. I mean...
Well, listen, man,
Of course we're going to buy in when we get here.
Listen, but what I'm saying is, if people want to live in the past, they're going to stay in the past, you miserable motherfuckers. Like, I'm just tired of really,
exactly.
Like, everything is so doom and gloom for so many people, man. Like, I'm excited, man. Like, I'm legitimately excited about this draft, this team, and going forward.
Is Douglas not part of this, though? Is Douglas not part of this failure, though, that we're talking about right now with Donald?
No, I mean, not all of it. We're talking about
of course not all of it.
A bad
you can divide it equally between him, between ownership, between McCagnan. Between Gase,
prime
you can
time.
Split that shit equally.
Listen,
but you have to hand it in.
Hold on. Mo Wilkinson. Sheldon Richardson. Calvin
Pryor. What are we talking about here? Like,
They're all first round.
What about to do with Sam Darnold?
They're not on our fucking team. This is why we dysfunctional. So how are you not, you know what I'm saying? How are you not seeing that you just can't put it on, oh, it's Joe Douglas' fault? No. You know what I'm saying?
Can I say that?
No. What you're saying is he's part of the problem. He has, you know what I'm saying? He hasn't fixed
it. I said he had a part in the demise of Sam Darnold in a very sad story of how the Jets ruined a talented young quarterback. He played a part in it,
along with
McCagnan, along with Adam Gase, along with ownership, along with a lot of fucking people.
Yo, Sam was
it wasn't
doomed,
all him.
He
didn't do much to help.
Sam was doomed when he was drafted by the fucking Jets.
This conversation is ridiculous,
Jets,
man.
Let's be honest. It's the truth. That's why Sam was doomed when he was drafted by this fucked-up-ass organization. That was the fucking problem. An organization with no talent.
So he was doomed
no
after his first
line,
year.
No receivers. He was general manager, and someone else picked the free agents. How fucking retarded is that? You had $100 million, and you let the GM, you go fire, bring in players. How fucking stupid
why are
is
we,
that?
Can I ask a question? Why are we sitting here analyzing McCagnan like now? Like, this is boring, dude. Like, they made a big trade. The team is moving on. The draft is 3 weeks away. Why are we regurgitating Sam Darnold bullshit and going through McCagnan stuff? This is ridiculous. Like, this is stupid, dude. Like, we should talk about the opportunities in the draft and how this team can build around their quarterback. Like, I guess I'm just out of touch, man. Like, I'm just over all this shit. This is just – this should be an exciting time for Jet fans, man. They're making a big move here. Seriously. Like, if you want to sit and be negative and just argue about where they went wrong, we all know where they went wrong. We discussed it for 3 years already. But now guess what? Everybody's moving on. Darnold's moving on. The Jets are moving on. And here we are. So we all embrace it, and we just say, listen, let's be excited about it and fucking hope it all works out for once. So we'll go to the calls. We'll go to Dan at Howard Beach.
I have a few weeks to embrace it. I'm not embracing it yet.
Well, then don't.
Hey, what's
up,
fellas? What's going on? Hey, what's up?
What's up, bro?
Fellas, I am excited because we're going into this draft with a decision. Me as a Jet fan, as I told you guys from the get-go, after Saleh was hired and we had some form of structure set to develop a quarterback, whether it was going to be Sam, whether we were going to draft someone, or we were going to trade for Watson, I was cool with all three scenarios either happening. And the Jets took the bull by the horns after the pro day with Wilson. They said, you know what, the best thing for the Jets to do is to trade Sam. I'm all for it. If they would have kept Sam, I would have been great because of what we have there right now. We have an offensive coordinator there who comes from that tree right there of just that offensive quarterback-friendly scheme. You got a quarterback coach there. You got a passing coordinator. So whatever quarterback was going to be in there was going to have that atmosphere of developing the right way. And that's exactly what's going to be going on with Zach Wilson. Like, anyone who thinks it's going to be Fields or Lance, or, don't kid yourself. Honestly, just me, I would prefer Fields over Zach because I kind of know him a little bit better watching games. But let it be known, the first time I ever heard about Zach Wilson was on this show. I was talking to Kevin, and all of a sudden I hear Tyson say out of nowhere, "Holy smokes, what a throw." And that was against UCF, the one that he just ziplined that throw on the, I guess it was the right side for that touchdown. And I looked it up. I was like, whoa, that was a rope. But then I'm like, you know what? This kid didn't face any top-notch schools. So I fell into that whirlpool. I'm like, oh, man, this guy, I'd rather have Fields. But then, honestly, a Jet fan has to start digging. The kid played against top-notch schools, not last year, like 2 years ago or whatnot. He played against Tennessee. He played against Wisconsin, USC. Check those games out. The kid has those intangibles. There's a reason why teams wanted to risk more than 3 first-round picks to get to the 2 to get Wilson. It wasn't just out of thin air or out of hype. There's a reason. These pundits are ready to risk their entire jobs to do so. And not for nothing, I'm excited. Why? Because Joe Douglas is doing shit. He's doing stuff to change this 2-14 mentality. He's stockpiling on freaking draft picks. And, yes, definitely he has to hit on them. Of course, that's number one. But you can see where this is going. He's getting Zach Wilson. I would love Etienne with our second one. But I think, honestly, he might even trade next year's second rounder with this first one to move back into the top 10. I don't know. He wants to. He's building this team the way it should be built. And, again, why I'm also excited is that we finally, the Johnsons learned to give full autonomy to the general manager. Said, this is how it works. The coach reports to the GM. The GM reports to the owner. This is what a GM does right now. He takes the bull by the horns again, and he does what he needs to do to build this team. I'm excited. Honestly, I love Sam Darnold. Cool. I got all these freaking jerseys. But Tyson said it. The greatest way. I couldn't give a fuck about him anymore. He's not a Jet. It's done. That's it. Turn the page. I'm not living in the past. I'm not living in the past. That's it. I don't even want to hear about Sam Darnold anymore. It's over. It's done. But why, you know, why stop there? Let's keep talking about Robbie Anderson. Let's keep talking about all these other ex-Jets. It's over. Joe Douglas has a plan. Let it play out. Let it play out. The hell with the busts and this and that. I'm ready to look at this thing, not half a glass half full, overflowing glass right now, because I don't want to be selecting number 2 overall ever again. We have this opportunity. Get the best guy there at 2, quarterback. Do what you need to do. It's going to be Zach Wilson. End of debate. It is done. It's a done deal. And building the team. Building it.
Yo, what?
This is what we want.
Way to say it, Dan. Way to say it, bro. I knew you was going to come and bring that fire. Dan, I got one question for you, man. And, you know, this is probably the most important question. What do you think we can do once Zach Wilson get in to make sure that he's successful in this draft right now?
From the coaching side, I think it's a great mix, the coaching side. I already alluded to it. To me, you call up Alex Smith and you tell him to come here. Because he knows what it is about a young quarterback behind him, just like Pat Mahomes when he was there with Kansas City. He could explain to him. He could teach him how the West Coast offense works. Someone who's there who can groom him, who can help him, that's what you need. I don't want Nick Mullins. I'm sorry, because these are the kids that want to start in the league. You need a guy that's in there that wants to win games, is competitive, but also knows what his role is going to be. You know what I mean? Like, that's the guy that I want the most is Alex Smith right there. Bring him in. The guy's going to groom Zach the way it should be. And I'm going to be one of the few that says, I don't want Zach Wilson starting right off the bat. I don't. Unless he's lights out in the preseason. Then it's, all right, you know what? He earned it just like Sam did. In his rookie campaign. He earned it. He's got to be it. But I'd rather just groom him slowly, nice and easy, just like the Chiefs did. That's a fucking blueprint right there. Just groom the young guy the right way. Don't just throw him out there just because he's the second overall pick. Nice and easy. Time is on our side at this point.
The Bills threw Josh Allen right into the fire, though. I mean, he was far from the quarterback he is now his rookie year. Even in year two, he wasn't what he is in year three. I mean, he was still turning the ball over a lot. So I think there's a lot of...
Yeah, it's a different market, man. Different market. It's a different market. You know, the Giants did it the right way with York.
I don't think he could look at it that way, though.
I think so, man, because again, Zach Wilson, like I said before, you know, the competition and whatnot, yes, he faced some teams here and there, but again, if he's lights out, then you put him out there. You cannot force the young kid in there. You can't. You can't do that. You can't. The Bills already had, like, a good core already. He was going into a good situation. Right now, it's all about grooming. Groom the kid, and I'm stoked, man. I am freaking stoked. Dope, dude. I can't wait until that's. I want Etienne, man. I want firepower. I want Jamar Chase.
That's a 23, though.
I want Pitt.
I go Humphreys with the center and my second first, and hopefully Etienne is there in the second rounder. I mean, three freaking grand slams right off the bat.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
All right, fellas, have a good night.
Bye, bro.
Come get on there.
All right. Next up is Jomo. Jomo, what's up, man?
Hey, nothing much, guys. How we feeling tonight?
Feeling great.
Doing all right, bro. How you feeling?
Oh, great.
Hey, man, I'm feeling better. I'm feeling better than yesterday. Kind of set in, you know, let reality set in. You got to put the emotions and the memories with Sam behind, and we all got to move on to Wilson season, baby.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, so how do you feel about making sure Wilson is successful? You know what I'm saying? What can we do to make sure that this kid comes in and has an opportunity that wasn't given to Sam Darnold? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the biggest thing, is not making that same mistake twice. So what would you do if you put your team hat on? What would you do?
Well, you know, Kim Jones had the best question in that press conference with Joe Douglas. She asked him, what have you learned from what happened with Sam Darnold? And he said the perfect answer that I was looking for from this man. He said, you have to build around him. Now, I took that as get him pieces on offense to help this kid out. And if that is what he's going to do, that is a home run. Man, Dan from Howard Beach said it best. This is a new era. You know, we got Robert Saleh now. We got Joe Douglas now. He's going to implement his vision and what he wants his team to be. He wasn't able to do that before. You know, we could blame everybody we want for what happened with Sam, but we can't blame Joe Douglas. I mean, he was not able to implement his vision of what he wants his football team to be from day one. He came in after free agency, you know. Right then and there, that's a lost season for him. And we still end up going 7-9. We draft Mekhi Becton. Now, last season's draft, we didn't really get to see anything from last season's draft because Adam Gase wouldn't play the players. Why is he running the ball with Frank Gore? Well, we got a young kid, Michael Pirine, right there. Give this kid 10, 15 carries. But no, that's the Gase, you know, that's the Gase effect. But these picks, they got to play, you know. Mims was hurt. We don't know what Clark is. These guys, they got to get time in the system. They got to get time on the field. But, you know, with that answer that Joe Douglas gave, I'm really hoping he goes offense, offense, offense. Like, those first three picks, man, got to be offense. You know, I don't care if you got a corner that drops. You just got a defensive-minded head coach. Let him groom the later round guys and get the young quarterback, the guys that are more proven, the guys that you think will take that step and be able to be a starter on day one. I don't want to be taking no chances with a third round guy, a third round center, a third round guard. No, no way. Got to get the receiver, got to get the guard, and you got to get them early. got to make sure Wilson succeeds, man, because I don't want to be 2 years away from being 2 years away anymore. I can't deal with that shit. I don't think none of us can. And that's the problem.
Hell no.
I mean, I've heard you guys say that forever now. We're 2 years away from being 2 years away. And Tyson, you're being too soft right now. I got to tell you that. Too soft. Ooh. I am so optimistic, you know. I'm so happy with the way this team's looking and the direction
we're
going.
Tell me, what am I being soft on?
You haven't said that shit in months, being 2 years away from being 2 years away. You're talking about a slow rebuild. Man, we don't –
about slow rebuild? What are you talking about? First of all, I've never said 2 years away from 2 years away. I never said any of that shit. I never said slow rebuild. What I said was I'm currently enjoying the excitement around this team. I like the direction they're going. A lot of this shit makes sense. I like the power structure. I like the general managers in charge and making good moves. And they have – everybody's so worried about building through the draft. Well, guess what? They got a fuckload of draft picks. So that's what everybody wants.
Hell
they
yeah,
want to
man.
Do. They want what they want the general manager to – to the coach to report to the general manager. Guess what? That's fucking happening. They want the owner to back out.
Yep.
That fucking happened. Everything everybody complained about is basically happening. Maybe it's not on their exact terms, but it's happening. So I'm not – to be soft, no, I'm just being a fan, dude. I'm fucking excited. I'm tired of shitty football, but, like, there's a lot of positivity, dude. This head coach was highly – when the Jets hired fucking Saleh, everybody was super stoked. So did that go away?
Yeah,
no.
I still am.
But so you have that. You're getting the offense, according to every report, is quarterback friendly and makes a lot of sense, which is great for a rookie.
Yep.
And now you're getting a rookie that is highly touted. Will he work out? Will he not? I have no idea, but I'm excited to see him play. I'm excited for a new era of football, dude. That's all it is. Like, it's not soft. It's just being a fan, dude. Like, what the fuck? Like, that's just it. Like, I can't sit there shitting on Wilson.
Yeah, no, we can't be shitting on the kids. We can't be shitting on Fields. Can't be shitting.
What am
on
I being
Wilson.
Soft on then? What exactly am I being soft on?
I like
the Sam Darnold trade.
I've heard
wanted.
You say
that's exactly what I wanted.
You think it's going to take a couple of years?
Let's just be honest. They won two fuck. But yeah, but dude, hold on. They won two fucking games last year. If they win six shit this year, guess what happened? They improved, man. I'm not stupid enough to say, you know what, the Jets are going to go to playoffs this year. No, they're not. They did. It'd be awesome.
No,
you know what? Next year, we're going to expect a lot more out of this team, being a very, very 8-9 win team. We're going to expect a lot more out of them. And that's what we should.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's a 5-year fucking plan. I'm not saying it's a 4-year plan. I'm saying this year it's going to be better, and next year we're going to expect a lot more. So how is that soft,
yes,
dude?
Yes, sir. Well, the way you put
where am I being soft
different.
At?
Well,
you're calling me soft, and I don't know what the fuck I'm soft
that.
On.
Well, I took it as you were saying you think it's going to take a couple years. You know, you got the rookie quarterback. But what I'm trying to get at is I want to see a turnaround, like you just said. And like you said last night, if we're losing 38-35, that's a home run. You know,
we've had one of the worst
offenses
of football
on the offense,
for years.
Yeah, man.
Like,
we've scored 14 points a game.
Yep. Yeah,
14,
we had fucking what, 8 yards
game.
And a half
that
or
is
some
disgusting,
shit.
Disgusting,
I mean,
man. Yeah, the whole thing needs to change. You know, the whole
well,
thing.
If, well,
and I think
that,
we got the perfect
Zach
guys
Wilson,
to do it.
What if they put an offense around Zach Wilson like Lamar Jackson and we fuck around and go 14-2? You know what I'm saying? What if that? Why can't that be the overall golden dream? No one saw Baltimore picking Lamar Jackson. And the kid doing what he's doing. I mean, why couldn't that be the case? I mean, I understand, you know.
Honestly,
you know,
with the new head coach coming in, man, what did we go before Bowles came in? I don't remember. 4-something, 3-something. And then Bowles came in. We went 10-6 out of nowhere. That happened out of nowhere. That's what happens
if
when
you
get
guys,
a new culture in the building.
If you guys
anything
remember,
is possible with these
head
guys
coach.
We got.
But hold on. Do you remember? Do y'all guys remember? Every time we used to get a head coach, we make the playoffs. Y'all remember that shit?
Except for Todd Bowles.
I think Todd Bowles was the one who broke that streak. Yeah, he was the one that broke it. And your boy, we're not going to talk about that certain game in Buffalo because I used to go crazy. So we're not going to talk about that game.
Oh, man,
but
I'll go crazy, too.
If your boy threw that fucking pick, we would have, now like I said. But let's just hope that comes back. That's all.
Jomo, good call.
Yeah,
thanks, Connor. We appreciate it.
Hey, have
good
a
night,
good
bro.
One, guys.
So, Tyrone, what I understand is, this dude called me soft and then couldn't tell me why I was soft.
Well, thanks for you.
I think I can explain why.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Let's hear this now.
Well, because what was it, like 5 months ago, right, when the Jets were staring at Trevor Lawrence, you gave this speech about being tired of settling for second best, right? And so
right.
part of getting the number one pick was all about also getting the top head coach. And I think that we all said it actually in December, like Saleh wasn't a guy that was really on our radar, but we talked ourselves into him. We were all happy when he got hired. Like we were celebrating the night that he got hired. So we talked ourselves into that one, and that's fine. Right. He's a player's coach. Like that's an easy one to buy into, but now we're also talking ourselves into the quarterback as well. And at some point you say, all right, between the quarterback, the GM, which is still a relative unknown, and now the quarterback, which is still an unknown, in addition to the guys you're passing up and the guy you just traded, there are so many ifs, and we're depending on the Jets to get almost every single one of them right in order to rebuild this thing the way it needs to be rebuilt. And I think we're asking a lot, and it's fair, I think, to be a little skeptical at this point. It's fair to have optimism, too. I get it, dude. It's a new era, whole new regime. I'm hoping that it's a change from what we've seen the past decade. It would be nice. But to blindly say that, you know, I think these guys are turning around the organization right now, or to have faith that they're making all the right decisions, not there yet.
But
okay.
You know, you can't
Travis,
fix – go ahead, Texas.
Pretty good. Travis from Long Island. Travis, what's up, man?
What's going on, Travis?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How are you?
All right, bro. How you feeling, man?
I mean, I'm doing great, Tyrone. I appreciate you asking. I really – this is going to be the last time I'm ever going to talk about this subject because, like Tyson had said, Sam's no longer a Jet, so it's just not going to make sense to broach the discussion after this. But I just want to say that I feel like trading Sam is just a culmination of literally, like, what we've been as an organization for a very long time. And I think that's why Jets fans are so negative. It's definitely not because there's absolutely no reason. And I can understand wanting to be optimistic, but I can understand why people feel the way they do. You turn on ESPN, you turn on FSN, whatever sport network you want to watch, and all you hear is two narratives regarding the Sam trade, guys. One of them being – Sam's going to go to Carolina and he's going to do fantastic. The second one being the Jets had to do it. Yeah, it works out for the Jets because it resets the clock for the quarterback contract and things of that nature, but they had to do it because of literally their inability to build around a franchise quarterback. And on both of those ways of thinking, I would say that we failed. Like we absolutely failed Sam Darnold. And I think that everyone in football understands that. Anyone who knows the game understands that. When Marcus May is tweeting, you know, face and palm emotes, it just goes to show that guys on the team somewhat believed in Sam. And when I hear Joe Douglas mention in the press conference that, you know, if we had a pick that was later, blah, blah, whatever, we would have kept Sam, it just reinforces to me that with all the holes that we have, like Tyrone said, not having seven of our last first-round picks on the team, that it would just make sense to then trade back and build around a guy that you were comfortable with to fill in those holes. I just don't know. I'm optimistic in that I feel like we have decent leadership to where we can only go up. We can't go further down. It's been 10 years since we've been in the playoffs, but I can't go for feeling the way that they're feeling. I know, Tyson, you're tired of this discussion and you're ragging on fans for being negative, but can you really blame them? I mean, they just went through Adam Gase, and like PT
I understand people that are Sam Darnold supporters and they're frustrated and they're all these different things. I understand it. I understand the skepticism saying, you know what? What if Zach Wilson isn't what we think he is? I understand all of it. But me personally right now, after all this shit we dealt with, I'm moving on, dude. Like, it hasn't been perfect, but here we are. So, yes, the Jets fucked over Sam Darnold. It was a colossal disaster. And you know what Joe Douglas had to do? He had to cut his losses. Like, all right, we fucked it up. I admit it. It's fucked up. It's bad. You know, I'm going to cut my losses, and we're starting over. We're going to reset. There'll be some collateral damage, which there is, but I got to take this chance for as an organization so we can move on. So me as a fan, I'm just moving on, dude. Like to sit here and spend endless time shitting on Darnold or shitting on Douglas, and this sucks. Dude, I'm just past it, man. Like, I'm going to sit back and be like, listen, I'm looking forward to the draft. I'm excited about it. I hope it works out. And maybe finally the football gods on the Jets side and we get this shit right and we can enjoy football this year. We haven't enjoyed it in like 3 years. So that's my take, man.
Yeah, that's Tyson. I mean, I think everyone agrees with that. I mean, like, listen, man, I mean, you know, I love Sam and I love what he was for this team. But at the same time, man, you know, like, he's not a Jet no more. So am I going to root for Carolina secretly? Hell yeah, I'm going to root for Sam. I want him to be successful. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, he's not a Jet no more. So I love Jets. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's just what it is. I mean, it's certain players I want to see do well that are not Jets no more, but most players that are not Jets, I don't give a fuck what they're doing. I don't care. They're not on my team anymore. You know what I'm saying? And I understand that, you know, we have been a disappointment, not only to the fans, but to the players itself. I mean, you know, a lot of dumb shit went on in this organization. So at some point, I got to believe that it's going to get turned around. At some point, I got to believe that, okay, man, we got to start somewhere. And that's just where I'm at right now. I'm not overly excited or believing Douglas is going to hit every pick in the draft. No, I don't. Do I think he's going to, you know, he's not going to make mistakes? No, I don't, because he's made mistakes. You know what I'm saying? We've seen that with the players he took in the offensive line last year. But I got to believe that he's going to get better. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't fix 10 years of problems in fucking 1 week's worth of work. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't happen like that. And, you know, and that's just where I'm at. I'm so sick of this narrative that, you know what I'm saying, it's doom and gloom no matter what we do. We would have kept Sam, well, and we'd have traded second pick, it would have been doom and gloom. When we trade Sam,
well,
it's doom and gloom. Like, God damn.
There's the other thing, too, that I like now is now we know who's responsible for what. Like, in theory, this organization should be all on the same page now where Joe Douglas is the personnel guy. Like, there is no more power struggle, no more bullshit. Like, this is, like, there's, like, we know if something goes wrong, we know exactly where the problem is now at this point. Like, we just, like, a few callers ago, it was like, well, you know, was it a Gase signing or was it a Douglas signing? Now we know these are Douglas guys, man. Like, this is your general manager is making your personal decisions, and now everybody's on the same page. So there is no more prearranged marriages. Like, all the mistakes they made in the past have all been kind of cleaned up. So it's like now you hopefully, as an organization, you're all moving forward together where there is no more infighting and all this other bullshit that happened in the past too. So we'll see what happens.
You know,
man,
what my biggest fear is, guys? My biggest fear with this Sam situation is that it's a literally like what happened with the Bucks and Steve Young and then drafting Vinny T. I mean, he's going to go to Carolina and he's going to play out of his fucking mind. How can he not with that supporting cast and that coaching staff? And I
good
just feel
him.
Like he's going to put
flourish.
A ton of pressure on the guy coming in to perform well. And I just don't think
matter.
It sets
no,
up the next
matter.
Guy coming in to,
hey,
to flourish.
He's not a Jet no more, bro. Listen, I really believe that the system that I think they're taking Wilson, and I think Wilson really, really fits the system that they want to run. I think his arm angles, I think the way he's able to throw the ball, I think the way he's able to throw the ball from different spots, keeping his eyes out of the field, his anticipation, and his quick-ass release. He has the quickest release in the draft. I think those tools, and like the caller said before, listen, we need to add more pieces. Like, we need to add more pieces. Like, so it's not done. So let's not, you know, so we have to grab say there's a good receivers there at 23. What's the one kid everybody's harping about? What's his name, prime time?
Rashad
Bateman? Who would have everybody's – not Bateman. That's what
Rondell Moore?
Elijah?
Darius Toney?
No, Rondell Moore. No, Elijah? Something – what is the kid's name?
Not Amari Rodgers.
No. It's Elijah something?
Elijah Moore?
It might be Elijah Moore, yeah. This kid's moving up draft board, so you know what I'm saying? Or the kid Tooney, or the other kid that really showed his ass at the Senior Bowl.
Showed his ass?
These kind of – yeah,
I don't
want to
see nobody's
like,
ass.
Nah, bro. Listen, man, shut up, man. Like,
fun.
The kid was on –
this
used
to be a family show. God damn.
Like he was unguardable. Like, they couldn't keep nobody in front of him, man. Like, he was losing them, bro. Like, he was, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, two moves, man, and the cornerback would run right, you'd go left, wide open. The kid was amazing. I mean, those kind of plays you could add with this guy, you know what I'm saying? Getting a prime time running back.
But what you're forgetting is that we got Vincent Smith and Jeff Smith, man. So and Braxton Berrios. So let's not get too crazy here, man.
Hey, well, listen, man, you know, the Vincent Smith, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really think that, you know, I think that we get more talent in the building. I definitely don't think Jeff Smith will be on the team, but I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But that's just what it is, man. It's getting more talent in the building, and I think that, you know, I think they really realize. I mean, like you're saying now, like, yeah, Sam is going to a better situation. He has better receivers and a better running back and a better offensive line, so he should be better. So at the same time, you got to put Zach Wilson in the same situation. We got to fix our interior line, which we know. We got to get more playmakers around. You know what I'm saying? So we're not, I don't think they're done, man. That's the thing about it. Like, we have a lot of picks in the draft. I think we have, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? We got 5 picks in the top, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? 100 picks. And then we got a pick at 107. So, I mean, you know, we can get some talent on this team. That's what we should do. Like, I think Tyson hit it out of the park, man. Listen, go all offense. Why not? You know what I'm saying? I mean, unless somebody really falls in, like the cornerback from Virginia State, whatever.
Caleb,
I don't want the kid. Yeah, he is a bad back, though, bro. I don't want no cornerback with a bad back, bro. That's just a recipe for the – I think this kid's going to fall. So he might be there at 34. I don't think he can special second round, but he might be there at 34. You know what I'm saying?
I think our arrow is pointing up as a team from draft perspective and from obviously the cap space that we have. Again, I'm confident that we're going to be better in the future. I think maybe that I didn't realize that I'm somewhat like PT and that there was just an affinity for Darnold I didn't know was there until we traded him. Because when I read that we traded him, I'm not going to lie, I was bummed initially. Like, I was. Like, I read it and I was like, oh, damn, we traded Sam? And I don't know, man. Again, I'm confident we're going to make it happen. Thank you guys so much for having me on the show. Before I get out of here, I just want to say that George Kittle is absolutely the best tight end in the NFL. I don't know what the guy yesterday on screen was saying.
True indeed, bro. Still Pitts getting the game. True indeed.
Have a good night, Travis. All right, so we're going to go to John in Atlanta. John, what's up, man?
What's going on, bro?
What's going on with y'all? How y'all doing tonight?
Doing all right, good. Bro. How you doing, man? How you feeling?
Man, I'm good. My picks came through. I said that they was going to trade Sam and came through. I said that they was going to end the route of drafting Wilson, which I still believe they're going to do. I feel all Jets fans' anger, frustration. But y'all got to realize, we've been through, 15 years of fucking misery, heartache, and turmoil dealing with the Jets. This GM is literally doing everything. He ain't doing everything, but most things the right way. His draft picks, you can't say he hit or miss on because it's still up in the air. Some of his free agents he brought in, like Khalil and other guys, he took a hit on, but guess what? They're 1-year deal. So everybody's saying, oh, it's part of Joe Douglas that ruined Sam Darnold. No, you got to blame that one on Adam Gase. Gase and fucking Daryl Loggins. Like, with them two guys, how can anybody succeed?
Well, I think this, John. I mean, let me be real with you. No, I'm going to say this right here. I think we kind of get to the same point. You know what I'm saying? We wish Sam nothing but the best. But I just think we're in a good situation. I think regardless of what goes on, we're in a really good situation. So let me ask you a question. Well, what are you looking for at the 23rd and the 35th pick in the draft? I mean, what do you think we should be looking for?
34. At 23, 24. I'm hoping to go corner. I want the guy I'm looking at, Greg Newsom out of Northwestern. I really want that, who was that? The corner out of South Carolina, but I don't think he's going to be there. So the guy I want, Newsom.
No, sir.
Yeah, he ain't going to be there.
No, sir.
So I want Newsom at 23. 34, I want to go offensive line. Either you get the center, you push my Connor to guard, so you upgrade two positions with that one pick. And then third round, I want another offensive lineman, and you go wide receiver.
You want to wait to the third round? Say one of these guys drop, Bateman or something like that. You wouldn't take him, you know, at 34?
Nah, I wouldn't. I would want to, but I wouldn't. Just for the simple fact is we still need to upgrade our corners, so that's why I'm drafting one at 23. Then we still need to upgrade the offensive line. And so 34 got to be, in my eyes, 34 is like offensive lineman. And then third and fourth round, I say you go running back and wide receiver.
Hey, Primetime, what do you think, man?
I mean, I think Douglas is almost, you know, kind of painting himself into a corner with the offensive line by not addressing it in free agency, where at least one of those picks has to be an offensive lineman. You can make a good case, I think, to go back-to-back, you know, if you want to, you know, target like a Wyatt Davis and a Creed Humphrey combo or something like that. But at least one of them has to be an offensive lineman, preferably, I think, the guard position, because I do think they're intent on leaving McGovern at center. And then, you know, if you only go with one offensive lineman there and then you use the other one on a skill position, you know, does the need for corner trump the need for a wide receiver because you signed Corey Davis? I don't know. I think the receivers are pretty good in this draft class. So if you could get somebody like Rondale Moore at 34, I think that might be, you know, kind of tough to pass up. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see what they do in round three also. You know, I think there's some guards that are going to be available there. There's some tight end options as well. So I'm just focused on the offensive line, though. As long as they can get two guys with the top five picks, I think I'll be happy.
I agree. I've been saying this ever since Joe Douglas got hired. And Joe, we trust. Y'all can get mad at the moves he makes, but at the end of the day, y'all really got to sit down and realize what position he's in. If he would have kept Sam Darnold, the first pick Sam threw, or the first incompletion, or the first three and out, everybody would start booing him. Then imagine going 1-15 with Sam. Then all of a sudden, everybody gets on Doug Douglas. Oh, you're a dumbass. You didn't draft the quarterback when all these quarterbacks come out. It's a lose-lose situation.
We're the kind of team that boo up quarterbacks.
What I like about Joe is he's like, hey, I'm going to do what I believe is best for this team, best for this organization, and if trading Sam Darnold is the best, that's what we got to do. So, like I said, Joe, we trust.
If not him, we appreciate it.
If not him, who you going to put your trust in?
Hey, Prof, I got a question, Prof.
So if we cover
two guards, you'll be happy with the interior line if we do that? Do you think they're looking to move Clark in any way this year, or you just don't know? We haven't had a chance to see what the kid has.
You can't expect him to start. I think it would be fair to have him along with one of your draft picks, or maybe even both of them, and like a guy like Feeney all compete for a starting spot. I just wish that they would, you know, find some kind of way, whether it's through a trade or if somebody gets cut from now until August, find some way to have a proven veteran at one of those guard spots. And no, not Van Roten or Alex Lewis.
I got another question for y'all. I was watching NFL Network today, right, and it was this offensive tackle out of Oklahoma State. I think it was Jenkins' his last name, Trevor Jenkins. It's something like that. What if you drafted him, put him at right tackle, and you move Fant to guard, and then you get another guard, either free agency or somebody gets dropped, or if you draft another one later on? Or, like I said, it's we got to do something with the offensive line, but you just got to
I'll be honest with you, I'd rather draft two guards, two bookends, and then take like an offensive tackle in the fourth round, someone that we can groom to replace Fant next year. You know what I'm saying? Let Fant go ahead and play out this year and draft somebody that, you know, that can take a little time to develop and then move him in when, you know, Fant's contract is up. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would like to do. But I'd get two bookends. I really would. I wouldn't mind. It's a couple of guys, like the kid from Michigan, the kid from USC. These kids, you know what I'm saying, they're projected to be – they're tackles, but they're projected to be guards. And if we can get Watt in round two at 34, hey, bro, I'd be tickled to death, bro. You know what I'm saying? That right there, you know what I'm saying, solidifies our offensive line. And then I'll go receiver and running back, tight end. I'll go with the two-thirds. I'll do that. I wouldn't mind getting that kid Pitt if he's there at if he's there at 80 with 86, I think it was our second third round pick. If the kid from Pitt, the defensive end, because I think he'll be a day one starter. It's a couple of kids. It's a lot of guards that's going to be later on that can really start. I like the kid from Alabama, but I think he's just too big, man. He's a big boy, man. But yeah. I think he's not really going to be good. I don't think he's going to be good for a zone blocking scheme. You know, it's going to be some guards there, but I really would like at least definitely get one that we can know we can lock in, and then let Lewis, Clark, and the other in the group, and you know, let these guys fight it out for the other guard spot and see what happens. But you don't know, because you don't know who's going to get cut loose. But you can't play with the offensive line. That's the most important thing. I think they're cool with McGovern. I think they're actually going to plan on keeping them in. But if one of those talented receivers are there that are just, you know what I'm saying, with these kids that just – you know, tremendous speed, great and open. Actually, I think they're looking for receivers that can block downfield. I think we're going to run the ball. So I wouldn't be surprised if we take a running back stuck in the early third round. I would not be surprised if we did that. I think that they want to run the ball. I mean, but San Francisco proven you don't need a big name running back. Every running back they have.
It's a long
like,
fucking answer, man. God damn, Tyrone, is this like a goddamn lecture? What are we doing here?
Prime time, should we just hang up
and let him talk? This is like
you know what I noticed, Tyson? Every time you send my fucking check, you have an attitude. Every time I noticed that, bro. Every time you send my check, you give me a problem. All these people on hold.
Tyson, listen to Tyrone just talk.
Hold up. Hold up. To answer your question, the running backs is in this, projected to go second round, Etienne and Harris. No running back is projected to go in the first round. So if you want one of them, you can get him at 34 if you want.
All right. Well, John, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
No problem, bro. Have a good one.
Have a good night, man.
All right. We're going to go to Jason in California. Jason, what's up, man?
What's going on, Jason?
Hey, guys. How you guys been? This fun night.
Pretty good, bro. How you doing, bro? How you feeling, man?
Man, to be honest, I was a Sam supporter until he was traded. So you know what? Kudos to Sam. I hope he does well and with having his team and all that. But you know, I'll get away from that and say that I'm gonna make a bold take. If Joe Douglas does not get this QB right, he should be fired. There's no buts if about it.
Well, he will be fired if this pick is in a home run.
Yeah, bro. You don't got to worry about that one. If he fucked this up, he's definitely going to be fired.
Yeah.
So what is the confidence level in him to actually build it the right way around Zach Wilson, assuming he's the pick at two?
Right. So if he's the pick at two, if it was up to me, I would basically draft guard at both pick 23 and pick 34, Bill Guard's there. And then from the third round picks, I would draft a tight end. And then I'm trying to think. Let's see. We could go cornerback there as well. And then fourth round, fifth round, sixth round, you could go for running back, wide receiver, and linebacker.
Not a bad plan. I would hate to wait that long for a receiver, though, even though, again, it's not as much of a need after, you know, you signed Corey Davis and Keelan Cole, but the receivers this year are just so good, I would love to be able to get one somewhat fairly early.
Right. We could probably turn that third-round pick into a receiver, too. You don't have to go tight end. It just right now, tight ends is a need because – Herndon, I'm surprised he's even on this team. He played worse than Donald last year. So we just need a replacement on that front.
Yeah, he's not really making any money, though. That's why I think he's still here. I mean, he's on the last year of his rookie contract as a fourth-round pick, so it doesn't really cost a whole lot to bring him back for the last year. So figure even if he's not a starter, he's a decent, you know, tight end, too, to have as long as you bring in somebody else as, like, a blocking tight end.
You know, but I also think that using him in this kind of offense, I hope, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we'll see a little bit more than what we've been seeing, too, as well.
Jason, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a good night.
Have a good night, bro.
All right. Next up, John in Lakehurst. John, what's up, man?
What's going on, John? What up,
OG?
Man, I feel like I'm at Sam Darnold's funeral.
It feels like it.
No, I'm just saying, everybody's like, man, if Joe Douglas messes this up, he's fired. No shit. There you go, Tyson. You know, I just want to thank Sam for his service, and I hope he does well wherever he goes. And oh man, you cut the music. I was trying to do it to the music. And he always took it on the chin very well, even though he's seen ghosts and a lot of interceptions.
That's just mean.
Man, Man, nah, I hope he does all right. He's in a rough position over there. That's Sam. He's going to be sleeping on the bench over there because, no, I'm just kidding. Let me stop. I don't know, man. I think it's going to be a little competition. I don't think anything's just like, I know they picked up his fifth-year option. You think?
Yeah, there's already rumors today they're trading him.
Trading Bridgewater. And then what? They'll just roll, Kyle Allen and Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold's their guy, right, man. That's their guy for the next 2 years. That's it. Did you see their hype video they released with Sam Darnold in it? The Carolina Panthers hype video.
Oh,
it's like a badass.
Yeah, I've seen that shit, bro.
I haven't seen it. I don't want to see it.
Cool.
Oh,
it's badass.
It's pretty cool.
Hey,
yeah,
at the end of the day, man, the kid has the right to be happy, bro. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, I'm happy. I'm just happy he's out of the AFC. We'll see what he can do. He's gifted with the opportunity.
And that's what nobody's really talking about either, bro. Like, Joe Douglas could have changed him to Denver, bro. We had to see his punk ass. Yo, bro, hell no. Go to Carolina, bro. I'm going to see. We got to see you, every 4 or 5 years? I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I think we got to see him next year.
Going to see him this year.
Technically, right? Yeah, this year.
It's not this year, right? Yeah, this year. But after that prime time, we don't got to see him for a while, so I'm cool with that.
Let's get to the heat of the matter here, because who is prime time going to root for in that game when it's, Zach Wilson versus Sam Darnold?
Wow.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
Don't even play.
Who are you picking?
Don't even play. You know where my heart is. You know damn well I'm going to be pissed off, though, if Darnold balls out, though, and Zach Wilson plays like shit.
But wait, the question is this. If we go to the game and Sam Darnold throws a strike for a touchdown, does a part of you celebrate like, yeah, that's my guy?
No.
Right. We're all hanging out, and Sam Darnold throws a touchdown, and Primetime just stands up
I'm rooting for
him. Fist pumping.
I'm rooting for Darnold to play well for 16 games next year, and the 17th against the Jets. No, that's the one I don't want him to play well.
Exactly. Right. See, listen, Primetime, now you're learning, baby. Yes, sir. We knew at the end of the day.
Wait, Tyrone, you actually believe him? Tyron, you actually believe that?
No,
answer?
No. I do because I know.
I don't.
I listen. No, this is the whole point.
It's a win-win for me, though. I mean, that's the truth. Though. I mean, it is a win-win for me. If Darnold plays well and Watt plays well, I get to, kind of taunt that a little bit.
The one thing we know about Primetime is he's a diehard Jets fan. So it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Primetime's rooting for the Jets, baby. I'm not gonna say that he don't have his Darnold jersey underneath his Zach Wilson jersey. I'm not gonna say that.
Zach Wilson jersey. I got the Hackenberg jersey. I got Geno. I bought too many jerseys. I'm not buying Zach Wilson until he shows me something.
Hey, listen. Did y'all see the shit on Twitter where the dude had all just Sam Darnold jerseys and he was taking them off? Man,
Barstool.
That shit was fucking hilarious, bro. Oh my god.
Yeah, people are nuts at that shit. But, yeah, we have traded a lot. We got rid of a lot of players, cut a lot of players. So it is hard to, like what jersey do you want? I have a Bell jersey, so I feel real stupid.
Hey,
it's like a game day jersey,
listen.
Too. The ship is like $480.
Have y'all realized, man, from the jersey release jump, the only person left is fucking Herndon?
Yep, well aware.
Oh, yeah, yep.
I was there
covering
that event. They're all fucking gone.
The one jersey
nobody
bought, goddammit, is the only player left. That's some bullshit.
And it was what? It was this time last year, wasn't it? I was watching on, Good Morning Football or whatever. Wasn't it this exact day, was the release of the uniforms?
2 years ago.
Day, but everybody was all hyped for it. And then, now we don't even have any of them players. That's not.
Yeah, I heard they left.
But,
and, didn't they trade... Didn't they trade Leo about a month or 2 months later?
It was by the trade deadline. Was it? Did we trade Leo by the trade deadline? I can't remember that.
It was during the season, they traded him.
Yeah. No, but I can't get with everybody, and I'll eat the waffle on it because I did it a couple weeks too, a couple weeks ago, where it's like now, like, all right, we traded Sam, we're getting the quarterback, but then everybody's still like take a corner at 23. Like, you can't do that. Like, that has to wait, I think. Like, defense just has to wait because that's what we did, like, with Darnold. That's, like, Tyson brought up the other night. That's how we, like, did Sanchez dirty. Like, we got to put stuff around this kid. Otherwise, it's like it's like a different wife, same marriage. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to change it up a little bit. I don't see any way. If we go anything other than, like, either a wide receiver slips at 23, which I don't even want wide receiver because I feel like we really are good there. But if we don't go interior offensive line or, like, tight end or something like that, like, some kind of offensive impactful weapon at 23, I'm going to be pissed off a little bit. Because I think I think we can get the corners and stuff later in the rounds and the linebackers. I mean, unless it's like a crazy pass rusher that slips because of all the QB movement. But other than that, I would be upset. How do you guys feel?
I mean, that would be my approach as well. But, you know, I still think that most general managers, they're still going to kind of stick with their board. So if you have, you know, a guy that's, you know, like a top 10 rated corner or something like that, and he slips to 23, somebody like J.C. Horn, like we were just talking about, guy might be too good to pass up at 23,
man,
you know?
Hey,
and at that point,
we're going
best player available.
If Horn drops 23 and Joe doesn't take him, bro, I'm cutting his ass out myself, bro. That's crazy.
I get the Horn thing, but everybody's saying taking like Caleb Farley with the back injury stuff. Like, I don't really think we should roll dice on that. Like, based on the position I don't want anybody with any kind of injury history like at 23. I like whether they fall or not. Like, if they're there later, then like okay, maybe like we did with Bryce Hall. But not like like we're gonna use 23 just because he fell to 23. Like I don't he's falling for a reason at that point, and
what gets me though is why I don't know why we just don't go ahead and grab Richard Sherman, bro, and just him and Bryce Hall, I'm cool with that. I'll be cool with that.
He's still out there. That's what I'm saying. Like, that second wave of free agency where, like, we cut these players in June and we'll get back more money, like, more savings. I don't think really anybody's, like, super, super secure. Like, even Fant. I know if we cut Fant in June, then we get back more money. Like we save more money if we cut Alex Lewis. So I think they're just there now because, like, financially Joe Douglas is really, like, smart like that. I don't think he's just going to, like, make an impulsive move. But I feel like the take back for Sam set us really nice up next year because, say, we have the said quarterback, then we have a lot of picks that we could, like have a lot of fun with next year. But I think 23's definitely got to be offensive lineman, interior offensive lineman or whatever, or a tackle that's going to be a guard. Or something like but I think there's no way that they're not going to address that because it's such a glaring hole compared to everything else.
Yeah, I definitely feel you on that, bro. I definitely feel you on that.
You got to take the Tommy, baby. It's coming, Tyson. I'm telling you.
All right,
guys. There you go. Come on, man. That dude is savage. Guys like that.
This show wasn't bad enough already.
John, thanks for calling. We appreciate
it,
man.
All right, man. Have a good night. Good talking to you.
Have a good night, bro.
Have a good night, man.
All right, next up, James in Nevada. James, what's up, man?
Guys, I hope you're doing well. I'm doing okay out here. Great call so far. I'm going to change this show around a little bit, though, because, you know what? Hats off to Joe Douglas. You get Sam Darnold out of here, right? It's the right thing to do for a human being, right? To get Sam Darnold out of this mess, this dysfunction, this chaos that is the New York Jets, right? Jet fans, you think it's bad now. This team is already the laughing stock of the league. It's going to be for the next few years.
and we're going through hell. We're going to be seeing Sam Darnold taking his team to the playoffs. Taking his team to the playoffs. To the playoffs.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. You said this seems to be a laughing stock for the next few years going forward, too?
Yeah, I mean, we got butt fumbles, we got this, we got that on our resume, right? As being Jet, you know,
so
Jet
what?
Moore, right? Now we're gonna. So what? What do you mean? So what? Like, you got, at the end of the day, you gotta be tired of this. At the end of the day, you gotta say we need to develop the players that we have now, today, not tomorrow, not 2 years, not 5 years from now, not rebuild, and that's what the Jets do, right? They lure us as fans. They, well, the future's bright, the future's bright. We have all these draft picks. Hit on those draft picks and develop them and make a product on the field that wins or does something or contributes. Instead of developing players, trading them away, and then rebuild. At the end of the day, we need to stand out with the players we have, develop them, and roll with what we have. Instead of always selling the future.
You don't agree with Joe Douglas's direction right now, how to, just the handling stuff?
Absolutely not. I don't understand how trading Sam Darnold makes us a better football team today. Let's look at this. You know, Sam's gone. Yeah, whatever. People can say whatever they want. When Sam was not in our game, we were 0-10 without him. Last year and the year before, we lost every single game he didn't play. And we expect that team's going to improve?
Hold on a second. You said we lost every game he didn't play? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Well, guess what games we lost?
Every
games he played, too.
Okay. Sam, he lost some games, to be fair. But every game that Sam Darnold was not in, we lost those games worse. I mean, you're talking the worst offense.
So now we're evaluating losses. What are we doing here?
You have to.
You have to
factor this stuff in. You have to factor these things in. At the end of the day, you let Sam Darnold go, right? No, I'm not happy for that compensation, no. You let him go. You're going to go with Zach Wilson, hoping that things are going to be different. There's still nothing here because they're working to develop with a quarterback anyway. We don't know what those draft picks are going to be.
Everybody keeps preaching build through the draft. Guess what the Jets have? A shitload of draft picks. That's how you build around a young quarterback. This year and next year, a ton of draft picks. That's how you do it.
A team that has a horrible history of drafting.
How does the Jets' last 30 years of shitty drafting impact Joe Douglas, who has got one draft under his belt? How does that apply to him?
Look.
It doesn't.
The way you gotta
like the Jets
it does
like,
apply
like
to
your
him.
Earlier
you know
point
and,
about
and
like butt fumbles and like that, it's irrelevant. Like you're trying to tie in all this negativity to a guy that's been here a year and a half. That's ridiculous.
You're part of the Jets. You're a Jets fan. If you don't take a look at their history, you're doomed to repeat it. And that's exactly what we're doing.
If you live in the past, you stay in the past. What the fuck? So wait, let me understand this.
I mean,
something that happened 5 years ago impacts fucking Joe Douglas? That's the most stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. That has no factor whatsoever. Nothing.
If you see the signs of him doing the same things, right?
Here's a question. What has Joe Douglas done that Mike McCagnan's done? Give me an example. There's nothing similar.
What has he done that, I mean, other than he doesn't really spend money in free agency, you know what?
He didn't spend money. What is Carl Lawson? Did he spend money on Carl Lawson? Did he spend money on Corey Davis? Is that money? That's not money? That's fake money?
Let's be real. Let's be real. These guys are okay,
did
right?
He spend
they're good
money?
Value pickup. Yeah, he spent some money. But, I mean, because he was spending on some other guys, some top-dollar guys, whatever.
He didn't spend money, but now he spent money, but just wasn't the guys that you wanted. So now that story's already changed.
Correct. Okay.
And meanwhile,
okay.
McCagnan
so
spent all
gone,
kinds of fucking money.
He's gone
out no
there,
value for it.
Can he have gone out there and got better players, more bang for his buck? Absolutely. I think he could have, you know, I mean, not just by players, but by building the team as a whole, right? Like, let's forget about Carl Lawson and whoever we picked up, right? And look at his failures to adjust our offensive line, to add depth to our corners.
Well, hold on. Did he truly fail yet? Because the draft hasn't even happened yet. The same draft where he's got all these draft picks. That same draft.
And we, you know what? That's going to be determined. We're going to see what happens in that draft.
So then how do you evaluate him? But how are you evaluating him now? The fucking draft didn't happen yet.
You say Leo and you get Ashton Davis, who does nothing? Another damn thing? Come on.
So now what you're going to do is knock the park
on all these picks? I mean, you know what I mean? You gotta understand the sound of alarm. Like, well, wait a minute. We're not going to sound an alarm. But we're going to bring in another one and expect different results. And then you're going to be seeing Sam in Carolina, you know, doing great. I mean, good for him. You know what I mean? And then you think it's bad. You think, like, the media circus is bad or it's been bad. Imagine how bad it's going to be when you see Zach Wilson struggling, sack, fumbling, the Jets.
But hold on, James. Since you're obviously in the world of doom and gloom, which I guess that's what you like, but what about this? What about if Joe Douglas has a plan, they rebuild the right way, they draft well, and here's a novel idea. I know this is going to be new to you. How about Zach Wilson actually plays well and this offense is well run? Then what are you going to fucking do? Is that going to scare you that this team is actually going in the right direction and they're playing well? Because guess what? That can actually happen. These things actually happen in the NFL.
That would be amazing. That would be wonderful. That would be amazing. You know, like the clouds would open. You hear birds chirping. But that's not the world we live in, right? This is the Jets.
Well, that's not the world you live in. You just heard Joe Douglas today say,
oh, well, you know what? We're resetting everything. Really? You just figured that out this week when you went to the BYU Pro Day. Because if that was the case, if you really believe that this team was a rebuild, why the fuck do you re-sign Marcus May? Why do you franchise him? Why do you go get a Carl Lawson if we are truly resetting, right?
Wait, so now you have a problem franchising Marcus May? Why? And you can still get a long-term deal done with him.
If we are resetting, right, what Joe Douglas just said today, well, we're going to reset, then why do you re-sign these guys?
So,
why are you going to pay them premium dollar if you're resetting everything?
If you're going to build your puzzle, you do that. So then your resetting plan is you don't sign anybody, you just leave the money sit there and just say, I'm going to draft 20 players and be done? Marcus May's a piece of the puzzle, man. So you have him here, you try to get a long-term deal done, a three-year deal done. He's the captain of your secondary. Carl Lawson's a piece. Corey Davis is a piece. You're resetting, but you're bringing pieces in, all building blocks, to put your team together. This isn't rocket science, man.
Or you could put your resources into rebuilding your offensive line.
You'd be the same person. If they let Marcus May go, you'd be calling and complaining. If the Jets let Marcus May walk, you call and complain. I can't believe it. They don't keep their own guys.
Look, you pick one position group. You pick one thing you want to strengthen, and you do it. Can you make an argument that you did that with the defensive line? Sure. What about the offensive line? What about protecting
the wide receivers?
Piece and puzzle in all of sports, the quarterback position. Oh, he's not doing anything there, right? The wide receivers, I don't know. You can make an argument there. The running backs. So we had an opportunity to build around Sam, get multiple draft picks, get multiple things, build around him, and we don't do any of that. We just say, hey, you know what? They actually did a lot of things. You know what?
I think you're just tired of being a fan, man. Have a good day. Next up, Afram. Afram, what's up, man?
I'm doing great.
Damn, Tyson.
I'm doing my Yankees won. My Rangers won, and I'm glad Primetime is not buying a Wilson jersey after he laid the list of the guys he did buy who are no longer with the team, which is a good sign. So don't buy any jerseys for quarterbacks.
Oh, I won't. He'll be a star now if I don't buy it.
Hey, I sent you a message this morning to cheer you up. I hope you read it. Embrace it. embrace it. This is our future. Forget about the past. Let's look. Let's be excited. Let's look forward to this. You know, we got a guy who's sticking to his guns. I'm liking what he's doing. I'm happy. I'm going to be happy. I you know, we got our coach. Everyone wanted a good coach. We got the coach. We were excited. As soon as we got the hire, everyone went on. You stayed up all night on
yep.
the on the YouTube, excited about him. Douglas is now the lead guy. Everything's under him. Listen, things change. We can't hold on to the past all the time. Be positive. Be happy, man. It's a great time.
No,
looking forward to the season,
I'll be happy in a week or two, and I'll be able to reset, and I'll accept the new quarterback that comes in. But for right now, to me, it's still about reflecting on the last 3 years of failure, which does include some of Joe Douglas's decisions in there, which ultimately led to the demise of what I think is a very talented young quarterback. And it sucks that we're in this situation. So, I mean, like, the fact that it just happened, I don't think it's wrong to – you know, have these reactions right now. I think there's legitimate reasons for a lot of fans to be pissed off. Like, they screwed up every single decision around this kid. And it's not to beat a dead horse, but it's just to kind of make the organization realize, like, yo, you can't do this again. You can't put the fans through this again. We're tired of it. At some point, like, common sense has to prevail. Every single decision that they made around Sam was complete dog shit.
But you all
it happened. Unfortunately, it happened.
Sam ain't on our team anymore, man. You gotta let that shit go for
some
time. I'm just being real with you.
The fucking trade happened 24 hours ago. What are we not gonna have reactions about it?
I mean, listen, he's
I agree, but you know, let's
time to move on.
I know you're a fan.
Let me get it out tonight, and we can move on next week. We got 3 more weeks until the draft. I'm going to get my shit out tonight because this is not a happy day to be a Jet fan. This is the culmination of 3 years of watching every single person that they put in charge of this kid's development fail. Everyone. And it's not to excuse him of some failures. I know he failed in there as well. Everybody failed. And that's the saddest part of it. We're a complete failure right now. And nobody in that building has proven a damn thing yet.
I'm giving you a hard time, prop time, but you are correct in what was done to that kid. And that's why we're on the show tonight talking about what we need not to do to the next quarterback, because we've seen that. You know what I'm saying? We knew this kid was put in a bad situation. You know, some of it was him because he made some bad throws and bad decisions, but he was put in a really bad position to be successful. So we understand that. But right now, that you know what I'm saying, we all got to jump on the bandwagon and ride this Wilson train. So I want to ask you, brother, what do you want to see with the 23rd and the 34th pick in the draft? What do you think that direction should be?
I said it yesterday. If depends on who drops, I'm going O-line. If Creed Humphrey is there, I grab him. I mean, I'm hoping Tucker drops to 23, but I doubt it, because I would go with him first. But I get a feeling he's going to get picked before the 23rd pick. That would be I saw the conference today, and Douglas said he thinks from 1 to 3, all those guys should be starters. So that's in his mindset right now. So that's telling you that whoever he picks, he thinks are going to be starters. So I would go definitely O-line. If I can get the center, if he's there and then Tucker's not there, I grab him there. I go for 34. I go with Wyatt Davis. And now you've got a solid line that you can build upon. After that, I'm not picking a running back right off the bat. They just need a guy from what I'm seeing, it just need a guy who can make one cut and then hit the pocket. And you got that in Ty Johnson. You got that in what's his name. I don't anticipate LaMichael making the team from what I'm seeing. Yeah.
P-Ron.
I don't think he's as fast. Yeah, P-Ron. I don't think he's as fast as what they want. But that's what I'm hearing. I'm no GM. I could only go based on what I hear. But I could see them going an edge rusher in the third round, late third round, and try to get maybe a receiver, a speedy receiver, to open up the the zone there. But
Let me ask you a question.
These guys.
What
go ahead.
What if an Ed's drop at 23, the kid out of Georgia? Would you take him to put him on the other side with Lawson and have two bookends?
Me? Yes. Will Douglas do that? And I think he's got his priorities. I think it's the O line. I think he's learned, like PD said, they learned their lesson and get what they need. But you never know.
I gotta say this though, man. I think Douglas failed. The one failure I think he's had in this offseason is he really didn't address the O line right now. I mean, you know, I know he still has time, so I'm not gonna just say a complete failure, but I'm kind of shocked that he really hasn't addressed the O-line like I thought he would. I really thought that he would do a better job of getting that secure before going into the draft. Instead of having to draft two guards, really having, you know, one solid guard, pick up one of those good guards and put those in. I think they're comfortable with the center situation, but I still would have thought they would have really drafted or got a solid guard for agency. They're going into the draft, you're not limited, or you're not having to pick players, the whole players fall. You know what I'm saying? What do you think about that, Brian?
Yeah, I know. But, you know, we don't know if in the back of his mind he felt that the coaching staff that was there just didn't do a good enough job to build the, you know, coach the line up and do things. We've seen the play. We've seen play in O-line and the D-line. D-line actually played somewhat decent, but did anyone really stand out? I think they played to play, and you know, I don't think they played for Gase. I think they just played for themselves at some point. I'm thinking there's got to be some reset in that area. Maybe he feels confident what he has, or he dresses it with the O-line. Maybe he feels – remember, we also, you know, we also got picks in the first, you know, next year, you know. So, you know, he may not feel what he wants this year, he feels next year. You know, he might feel what he feels is going to help the quarterback right now, and then next year he builds up another area. We don't know. I'm just speculating.
No, I understand that, but what doing that kind of cripples Wilson. You know what I'm saying? Like to me – We viewed what he went wrong with Sam. That's the O-line and having playmakers around him. You cannot make that same mistake again. You know what I'm saying? So wait until next year to address
but
those
we
issues.
But we have a different scheme now. This is a different scheme that's, you know, it's quick. The ball comes out quick. They make, you know, it's a whole new different scheme than what Gase. Gase's problem was he was just an arrogant prick who just felt
sure
everything that he
sure
wrote
indeed.
Up should work. You know?
Sure
everything
indeed.
That he wrote up
I
should work.
But
yeah,
I feel like
you know,
the offensive
so
line, man, you know, going in that zone blocking scheme, man, you have to have athletic guards that are really able out there to get to the next level of blocking. And also, I feel you with the running back as well. But I wouldn't mind having one of those guys, maybe in the third round, the kid out of North Carolina. I like the kid out of UCLA. I like that kid, the one that was a receiver and transferred over. I really like him, bro. I think that he could.
Wait, who's that one?
Be really, really. The kid out of UCLA. He was a receiver at one point, but they moved him to running back. This kid is absolutely just a straight monster, bro. I would love to get somebody like him maybe in the third, late third, fourth round. You know, so I think he'll be there. You know, I mean, it's a lot of good players
I mean,
that he had.
There's guys, you know, like let's see what, you know, we'll know for sure what he wants to address in the first three rounds because if the way he said it today, those are the guys he's going to look to fill as starters. So, you know. And see what happens.
Ephraim, thanks for calling it, man. We appreciate it.
All right, man.
Have
a good
night,
one.
Man.
You too.
Have a good night, man.
So, Tyron, I got a question. Why, when the shit breaks out and I get in an argument with somebody, you get all quiet?
Hey, man, because I be laughing, bro. Like, yo, I be just seeing your level of pissed offness just going up, bro. I be just over here. Bro, I had to mute my phone, bro. I was over here rolling, bro. Cause I just knew, because he just kept pushing. And I was like, all right, Tyson going to blow. Then, okay, what Tyson do? You did pretty good, though, man. I expected you to go way. I expected you just to give it to him, and you kind of didn't really give it to him. You gave him a little bit. but you held back a little bit too. I'd be over here laughing my ass off, bro. Like, yo, because Tyson, you really give zero fucks, man. Like, you really don't care how it comes out, bro.
Well, I got no support from you two clowns. I got to stick up for myself. You guys don't help me at all.
I'm quiet because I fight with you enough. I'm not jumping into anybody else's fights. I fight with you enough.
Yo, listen, Tyson, you know why? Like, yo, if somebody really got out of the pocket, I'd jump in. But, yo, it's like you really enjoy this shit. And every time I get to see something, like, that time, I got it. It's just, yo, I had to mute my phone, bro. I was over here rolling, bro, because I knew it was coming because he kept pushing. I was like, all right. All right, Tyson's going to get there in a minute. And then he just jumped in. He was like, fucking 5 minutes, he just went straight. Like, yo.
Also, Tyrone, did you notice, Tyrone, how he cut you off when you were making your points about McCagnan, and then he used them, what was it, with James?
he
went back to McCagnan to prove his point on James.
You know how he do, baby. But it'd be funny and shit, bro. Because Tyson be trying not to get mad, bro. And he just goes in, bro. Like, it should be funny. But your man was pushing, though, so I'm laughing.
Next up is Trevor. Trevor, what's up, man?
What's going
hey,
on,
how
Trevor?
You guys doing?
Good.
What's up,
all right, bro? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Tyron. I'm doing good. As soon as I heard the Sam Darnold news, you know, immediately reached out to Uncle Primetime to see how he was doing, make sure he was all right. But
appreciate
I'm fairly pleased with the compensation that we got back. I mean, it was a lot more than I expected, that's for sure.
Are you still mad at me, man? Do I get my shirt, bro? Are you just like, fuck you. You're just not really.
You know what, Tyrone? I'm still not very impressed with you. You know, I still think a week before the draft you're going to change your mind. You know, it might be Kyle Trask, it might be Kellen Mond. You know, we just never know with you, Tyrone. You're like a box of chocolates.
Man,
you know, you never know what you're going to get.
It's Wilson, baby. I'm locked in, baby. It's Wilson, baby. Locked
Wilson
in,
for this week?
We locked. It's Wilson, man. I mean, I still take my field shirt, though, bro. You can send my shit off, man. You don't got to act like that, bro. We family, man. Come on, man.
Hey, I'll send you some maple syrup too, Tyrone, because I know Cassandra's probably too awful on that.
I mean, you tell Cassandra, I said, hello. Thank you, beautiful. She told me she was going to send me some syrup for real. So I'm really going to DM her, give her my address, and she really going to send me some syrup. So I'm cool with that shit, bro. No bullshit. And I had waffles this morning. No bullshit. I really did.
No surprise there.
Yeah, but
right
just
on,
understand
man.
That. Just understand. I mean, you can be, man, listen, I eat my waffles, man, but just understand that Fields won't be
you serve them, too.
You'll be okay, man. I mean, yeah, absolutely. So you'll be getting, you know, so you can go ahead and buy your, you know, your Wilson T-shirt because you don't have to worry about the Fields T-shirt because he won't be a Jet. Don't worry about it.
Way to kick a man while he's down, Tyrone.
I mean, I'm just saying, bro, like, you know, you over here talking about you want to send me some surf and shit, bro. So, I mean, I just have to, you know,
hey,
let you
because
know that your man ain't going to
take too long with it. You know I'll come with it.
Huh?
I'll bring you that good stuff, not that store-bought shit.
Okay, I appreciate it, man. Cassandra be going at it. But, look, but yo, my man Jose really was fucking with Primetime yesterday, bro. My man Jose had an eight-minute video. Yo, he had an eight-minute video going to Primetime, yo. Bro, I'll tell you, okay, man.
I just like how Jose has to get out all of his laughs before he, like, finally roasts Primetime. It's so hilarious.
Yo, I think Jose enjoys fucking with Primetime, bro. I think he really gets the kickoff just, you know, just torturing
Primetime. That's why he calls
Primetime
in now.
Man.
He doesn't even give us any more Jet takes. He just calls in to roast me now.
Yo, you know what's bad? And this is the funny thing, like, yo, like with Cassandra, right? You're not even a Jet fan. So, like, why are you talking shit? You're just talking shit. Like, you know what? I think Cassandra and Tyson are like family some kind of way, bro. Like, they just talk shit to talk shit. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. We talk shit to talk shit, or we just expose
yes.
We expose waffles when we see them?
They expose
They
shit.
Hold you accountable,
now,
Tyrone.
You're waffling your damn self.
That's it.
No, because, yo, see, y'all be always giving Tyson the pass, bro. That's why this show is. This is not some bullshit. Because Tyson would not answer a fucking question deliberately. And y'all just overlooked that shit. Y'all don't say nothing about that. Tyrone said one thing, yo, I was rolling with Fields. I changed my mind. I went with Wilson. Don't hold me. I'm okay with that, man. Listen,
you change your mind
I eat
weekly.
My waffles. I mean, I just.
And he's got you there,
last
Tyrone.
2 weeks, last 2 weeks, I've been with Wilson. Is that correct? Is that correct? I'm Wilson, baby.
Well, But if Cassandra is holding you accountable and she's very creative and clever, we have to give her credit. We don't have to say, why does that be a family thing, man? I appreciate talent. She's got a clear talent. I acknowledge her talent. I give her credit for it.
It seems like Cassandra only attacks me in primetime. She never attacks you.
I mean,
Has anybody noticed that she besides us?
So she attacked me last night. She said I was too something last night. I was too mellow or I was too whatever. She attacked me last night.
Oh shit, that sounds rough.
Wow, Tyson,
she went at
really
you.
Hurt your feelings?
Hey man, it's not my fault. I don't waffle like you two do. It's not my fault.
Yo,
did she put you on a
bingo board? Meme about me, bro. Hey, props out. She had
it's
a whole fucking meme. I saw.
Oh,
I had 56 messages, bro. The fuck you mean? Like, yo. Oh, well, she said something about me, too. You see how he bullshits prime time? You see that? Is this what he does?
I'm doing it for 6 years.
Hey, come on. Get the fuck out of here. What kind of shit is this? Fuck, I get attacked all day long by fucking people. You guys are out of your mind.
Saying,
so,
man.
What were your
guys'
thoughts on the Sam Darnold trade? Were you surprised? Did you like the
fucking brilliant?
Back?
I mean, it was, bro. I mean, 3 picks for Sam Darnold, bro. Hey, listen, I'm gonna be honest with you though. When it first came across on my phone, all I saw was six round pick. I was pissed. Like I was like, what the fuck? Then I read the rest of it. I was like, oh, 2 and 4. Oh my, this dude is Houdini, bro. Like, yo, I'm not even tripping. Yo, bro, listen. In a market where there was no market, where there was no teams really left, but either Carolina or not even though Denver had gotten into it. Bro, you can't be mad with
true.
That. And he got them out of division. Bro, I'm sorry, bro. Joe Douglas, when it comes to fucking trade, he's masterful, bro. 2 for Jamal.
Yeah. And imagine
Sam,
going from Adam Gates to Joe Brady.
Oh, bro, that's like going from the Jets to the Patriots, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, you're going from a loser.
Well, let's not go that
bro.
Far, Tyrone. Let's not go that far.
Hey, I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying.
Let's back
man.
Up the train
well,
a little
the old,
bit. We're still on the Jets train. We're still on the Jets train here, Tyrone. Let's back it
nah,
up.
Nah, bro, listen. Let me tell you something, bro. You know what's crazy, right? Like, I didn't really have a problem with Buffalo or Miami. I fucking hate both of those now, bro. Like, I really hate their fans, bro. Like, especially Buffalo, man. Like, they just some cocky, arrogant fuckers, man. Y'all ain't done shit. But, you know, y'all doing
I hate Eagles fans. I can't stand them. Them and Cowboy fans are the worst.
I mean, half my family is Cowboys fans. I'm like, yo, how the fuck are y'all
Cowboys
fans?
Oh, shit, sorry, Tyrone.
No, fuck that. They're full of shit, bro. You've never been to Dallas before. How the fuck are you a Cowboy fan? Like, you just get the team, brother. You've never been there. I said they were fun.
Tyrone, why are you so angry tonight, man? Did Cassandra just upset you to the point where you can't just stay calm and positive? Like, you're hating things, you're angry, you're belligerent. Are you all right, man? Do we need some kind of mediation here or something?
Well,
are you good?
I'm gonna tell you why I'm a little mad though, right? Because like you know, I was going to you know my daughter-in-law going to Denver to see my daughter and grandson tomorrow. So I was gonna actually go on the trip, right? Tyson sent my check a little late. So my check being late, I couldn't get the flight I wanted, so now I couldn't go. So I was going to –
Well, you know what it is.
That, but, you know
– You know what it is? We had to do some – No, but see, what happened was we had to do evaluations. We had to do, like, a Let's Talk Jets Radio evaluation, like an employee evaluation. And we have, like, a waffle meter. And for every waffle that gets served, there's deductions. Like, there's actually – we actually implemented, like, penalties and punishments. And now it's like after like 10 warnings, we had to take some action now, man. So it's just the way business is.
Well, but this is the problem. This is why I talked to an attorney today, Tyson, because that's not in my fucking contract, bro. I mean, you can't be adding shit to shit after we sign the contract, bro. You can't do that bullshit, bro.
Know your damn role.
It's in the fine print.
And shut your damn mouth.
Alan, Tyson. Alan.
Yo, Tyson's the ass, bro.
Trevor, thanks for calling.
Hey,
what
are your guys' thoughts on the draft, man? Who do you think we should take at 23 and 34?
Yeah, Tyrone.
Hey, bro, I'm definitely guard. I'm definitely a guard, bro. I'm definitely O-line. I'm definitely if there's a pass rusher there, I'm okay with them taking that. They put another book in over there with Lawson, but if there's a guard there or a tackle that can play guard, I'm with that. I have no problem with that. But at 34, if one of those receivers are there that fall, man, like one of these, you know, these playmakers that are just explosive on the field, I wouldn't be mad with that as well either. But, Trevor, thank you for calling in, bro. We got, you know, a lot of people on hold. We're trying to get everybody on. There won't be no hard feelings.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Shirt,
I appreciate
man. It. Send my shirt, bro. Don't act like
I got
that,
you,
man.
Tyrell. I'll send you the syrup,
bro.
Too. Don't worry.
Send him
two bottles.
Shit.
Hey, I appreciate
talk
it.
To you later.
Hey, man.
Have a good night.
See, prior time, now Tyrone's to the point where he's badgering callers and demanding presents.
I'm just saying, bro. The man told me he's going to send me a shirt. Like, Tyrone, I got your shirt made and everything. I switched my mind up. I can't even get my fucking shirt, bro. Like, that's just fucked up. I feel some kind of way about that, bro.
It should be a lesson learned.
Yeah, I mean, I see. Now I'm getting syrup in the shirt, so I'm cool.
We're going to go to Mr. Justin. What's up, man?
What's going on, Just Blaze?
What's going on? What's going on?
What's up, dude?
Tell us.
You people need to relax, man. This nonsense about this Kool-Aid drinking for Joe Douglas has to stop. Let's go, Primetime. Primetime, get your popcorn out.
I got it, man. You bring it. Let's go.
All right. First off, this nonsense about freaking, oh, blah, 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 let's drink the Zach Wilson juice. What has Joe Douglas done to freaking upgrade this offensive line? I mean, he's done absolutely nothing. So I mean, we're going to throw a rookie into the fire with the same
is
worst
the draft
offensive
over already?
Line we've had the last
– Did I miss the draft? Did the draft already happen? Did I miss it?
I think you did. I think
yeah,
you did.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, but
the draft must have already
happened. We've had the worst offensive line the last 3 years, and the guy hasn't
the draft
made a move
happen?
To get,
the must
get
have
a premium
happened,
guy.
But Joe Douglas,
I mean,
hasn't
let's
been
pump the
brakes.
Carl Lawson and Corey Davis were excellent moves. I'll give him that. But him not addressing the offensive line, at least one or two guys. I mean. Let alone he can still go
play,
for someone like a Turner, let alone someone like a Turner who's sitting on the market, which would be an excellent pickup in the second wave of free agency. I don't know why he's not going for Trey Turner. That's a story for another day. But, I mean, come on.
Well,
we don't
play until September,
Justin. Got to stop.
Like, bro, we don't play until September. I mean, we got a little time, though, right? I mean, we do.
Not,
we got time,
yeah,
right?
But the time is ticking. I mean, it's time to start investing. The problem is we got rid of Sam. All right, blah blah blah. It's nonsense. We don't give guys chances. But the same thing is just going to keep happening. Lesson learned. Let's get the lesson done with. Lesson learned. It's time to start building around our quarterback. You know what we should do? We should get aggressive. The Bills got aggressive. Baker Mayfield got aggressive. Even Lamar built a run game for Lamar. What did the Jets do for Sam Darnold? They failed him. So what makes you think they're not going to do the same thing with Zach Wilson? So let's stop drinking this Zach Wilson Kool-Aid.
Well,
our first round pick has to be offensive line, without a doubt.
Oh, my God.
But Justin,
we got to go offensive line in the first round, without a doubt.
I got a question, right? Okay, so check this. So, listen, bro, like, he still has time. Like, the draft hasn't happened. June 1st cuts
all
hasn't
right.
happened.
You're right. Well, you're right, Tyrone. We still got time. We basically leave all our options on the table. We know what's going on at two, so you can't address the offensive line at two. You can't move back. You can't get a corner and stockpile picks. You're right. You know what's going to happen at two, so you know that the options are shrinking. I mean, I think now you know what's going to happen at two, so what are you going to go to 23? You got to hope one of these offensive linemen fall down?
So are there only, like, 21, like, good players in that whole draft, and that's it, and the draft ends? Like, that's it, it's over? Like, nothing else to know the value in the draft?
No, but we have the worst offensive line in football.
But there's many analysts that say that the guard, you can go for three rounds of guards, three, four rounds of guards that are good quality players.
A lot of good players.
So if you don't get one at two – there's plenty of other options you can get in the draft that can upgrade your offensive line.
Plenty of other options, and you're not going to get the top tier. You got the worst offensive line in football, and you're going into the season with pretty much the same offensive line.
How are you going into the fucking season with the same offensive line? We don't know who we're fucking drafting yet.
Now they have the same offensive line. They haven't added anyone.
Dude, it's April 6th.
Big deal.
It's April
6th. They haven't added anyone.
So you know what, Chuck? You know what?
The worst offensive line. They need to address two or three positions on the offensive line.
So wait, based on your brilliant theory right now, James Morgan is our starting quarterback. What is Joe Douglas doing? Fire him. How is James Morgan our starting quarterback? This is ridiculous. End the season. Cancel the season.
This is stupid.
No, it's stupid. What you're saying is stupid. You have a whole fucking draft
Absolutely
class.
Absolutely not. You had three holes on the offensive line. It's common sense. Going into the draft, you got to address at least one. You didn't address anything because the offensive line.
Justin. Hey, listen, I just said it a few minutes ago, right, that I think if anything Joe Douglas didn't do, he didn't dress the line. But I'm not saying that to the severity you are. It's still time, though, bro. I'm saying that I would have liked to
not.
Grab
you
one
got
them.
The worst
yeah.
offensive line in football. You got cornerback you still need. You still got a pass rusher
and
potentially.
And there's still
cornerbacks
on the market. It's still guys going to be cut June 1st.
What the hell
it's
is Carl
gonna guys cut doing the. There's going to be guys cut during the summer. What are you talking about?
You had $100 million and you came up with Carl Lawson. And
where the no they didn't have no.
So
they didn't have $100 million. Well, they got $24 million left. But they didn't have $100 million because they didn't cut half the guys. Everybody they're going to cut.
Exactly, because you still got guys cut June 1st.
Yeah, that's a terrible move. You couldn't have got another offensive lineman. There's no reason why we couldn't have got it.
Is free agency over?
Did
they end free agency today? Is it over? Like, is everything canceled till September now? No draft, no free agency. Our roster's locked.
No, but that doesn't mean
we have a chance then, Tyrone. We can exhale. Thank God.
I mean, but what? Hold on, how do we have four holes in the offensive line?
Three holes to you. Who are you going? Alex Lewis was terrible. Greg Van Roten was terrible. I mean, come on. There's
Absolutely.
Two or three holes
so
on the offensive line.
What we've been saying is that's not three, that's two. You know what I'm saying? We need to upgrade our interior offensive line. Everyone has admitted that. But we still got time to do that, Jay. You know what I'm saying? It's still time
to
replace
the clock. You got
how is the clock ticking? The fucking draft's 3 weeks away.
You
got
to
hit on these
draft
picks. You can have as many as you want.
You're complaining about draft picks we haven't even picked yet. Jesus Christ.
No, I'm complaining that the guy did not address the offensive line whatsoever. This is the worst offensive line ever in football.
Yeah, but
period.
And then guess what? Again, you say that in May. You don't say that on April 6th. You let the entire draft get it processed, man, and see how he handles it then. There's a lot of moves still to be made, man.
A lot of moves. Yeah, there. You're right.
We say this all the time, though, right? How many draft picks pan out every year from a draft?
Yeah,
not
many. Prime time, about if you hit on 4 or 9 picks, that's pretty good. Pretty good.
That's considered if you hit on 4 picks in a draft, that's considered a great draft. So I mean, we're already considering number 2 pick. I mean, that's a quarterback. We're hoping that's going to be a hit.
Yeah, that's
so now we're hoping that whenever we take our 2 offensive linemen, those guys are going to be immediate starters from day one. I mean, maybe if you're going 23 and 34, you can have some confidence in that. But unless you're going back-to-back O-line, I'm not sure I have confidence in two rookies starting
that's
right away.
That's the problem.
Hey, let me ask you a question. How many guards do you think will be taken in the first round? How many guards? Not tackles. How many guards do you think will be taken in the first round?
2, 3
I was thinking 1 or 2.
When the fuck have you ever seen 2 or 3 guards go in the first round? When?
I can say, Quentin Nelson,
three,
dude. Top 10, Quentin Nelson.
Okay, no, Quentin Nelson. Name another guard that went with Quentin Nelson in that draft.
No, you asked me to name one, I gave you Quentin Nelson. And he's an all pro.
Okay. No. That's not what I said, prime time. I said name a draft where you had more than 2 or 3 guards go. We know Quentin Nelson is a game changing player. You know what I'm saying?
What's the point of how many though? I don't understand.
No, the point of what I'm trying
offensive
to say
line is
this,
offensive
though.
Line. You need five of them.
Exactly.
We have one that we can depend on for
and
the future right
now.
Now we need five offensive linemen. We need five.
Two or three.
Right?
You need two or three lines. At least two or three.
Oh my God, man! Listen, bro, y'all, you in prime time. Y'all need to huddle up, man. This is some bullshit. All right,
so who
that's
we
don't?
We got
one.
Becky. We got Sam. We need two linemen.
Okay, we said that. So if we take a guard at 23, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a decent guard there at 23. That's
nope.
One. You don't know what Clark,
I don't know about
you
that.
Don't know what Clark's. Man, you
what?
Don't know about shit, Justin, because you've been sitting
there
all
day.
Be
a guard
there
at 23 now?
Come
on.
Now you're saying don't take one at 23. That's bullshit.
No, I'm saying there's not going to be one there. The USC guy, he's not going to be there at 23. Absolutely.
Okay.
There's only one guard in the draft that's going to be there at they'll be able to get a guard at 23.
Ohio State will be there, right? Exactly. So we get a guard at 23, right? Okay. We don't know what Clark's going to do. We don't know who else is going to get cut in free agency. We don't know who else is going to get cut June 1st. So if we get Clark, I mean, if we get one guard, we know we got one side, so you only got to fill one more spot. You still got to fucking tell me to do that, bro. I'm pretty sure any fucking GM with any kind of common sense who has about $30 million left of money can find a fucking starting guard, bro. I'm pretty sure he can do that, bro. I'm positive that shit will be done.
Yeah, because he's done it so well last year and in his 2 years, right? I don't know about
okay,
that.
Okay, but the 2 years – okay, hold on. Let me break something back.
He's only got one draft
the first year. Do you only realize the first year that you know what I'm saying, a free agency, that someone else took the goddamn groceries? Someone else drafted, someone else signed free agents other than the GM.
You saw
an
$8 million left over for Ryan Coyle.
Oh my God, bro. I mean, but see, this is the whole point.
You
though,
motherfuckers,
man. This is
why. Jesus
exactly,
Christ.
Exactly, bro. They fucking retarded, bro. This is like
Justin, thanks for calling
shit,
it, man. We appreciate it.
Hell. Nuts, bro. You're telling me that, okay, Joe Douglas didn't pick any of his free agencies, but he's held accountable for that. Maybe if he had $100 million, he could have found somebody better than Khalil, you think?
I was obviously not jumping on that boat with Justin.
He didn't jump on the boat. He jumped off that motherfucker, man. Like, he jumped
off
the boat.
You know what's fucked up?
No
life. Time. You know what's fucked up? You know what's fucked up? Tyrone, he's like, yo, bro, Justin's on hold. Make sure you get him on. Tyrone wanted this. This is the bullshit you wanted.
This is my dude. Like, Justin had been on in weeks. I did not know he was going to come with that kind of energy, bro. That shit is crazy, bro. Like, we've been talking about doom and gloom Jeff fans. This is what we're talking about right here. Prime example. Before the season starts, man, fuck, the draft is over. Like, you're not going to get a good guard at 23. There's no way you can't get a good guard at 23. Come on, man. Jesus Christ, bro. You're telling me all the draft picks, we can't find one fucking guard? Come on, man.
Tyrone, your parting shots for this week, man.
Hey, I just want to say, man, what a show, what a day. Yeah, I love the Jets. I love you guys. What's going to be our quarterback? Let's get behind them. Let's just have some optimism about what's going to happen, man. Let's just be happy for a little while. Shit. Jets up, baby.
Primetime, your thoughts.
Appreciate everybody that checked in on me after the Sam trade. Appreciate everybody's patience with my negativity the last few weeks. I can't fake liking this move, but it is what it is. I will accept it. I will move on. I got the negativity out of me tonight, so let's move forward. Zach Wilson era it is.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. Reached out to me as well. I definitely appreciate it. Pretty cool. So thanks for that. Thanks, everybody, for been tuning in. @TalkJetsRadio, Instagram and Twitter. Let's Talk Jets Radio on YouTube. And we will talk to you guys next week. Thank God this show is over. Holy shit. Oh, man.
Later.
That was a wild one there, buddy. Jesus.
Welcome to Let's Talk Jets Radio.